This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Zululand, thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
You're welcome.
Thank really you appreciate much. Your time. Maybe, Prof, if you can start with the question I've been asking all the coordinators about your love and your interest in entrepreneurship. Where did it start from and why is it so deep?
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I really appreciate your time. And yeah, based on my experience and my interest in entrepreneurship, it all started when I was young, where my mom, she used to be an entrepreneur.
Okay.
She's late now. Then we learned how to do buying and selling. She was a teacher, English teacher, but she had a side hustle where she buys and sells. So we've actually learned about entrepreneurship since then. But when I moved to South Africa, I started my PhD, and my interest was on how to improve small and medium enterprises. And my PhD was based on SMEs then in 2014 to 2016. And I was able to research about small businesses and how to improve the small businesses using innovation, strategy, and the likes. And yeah, my focus was basically on SMEs around PMB in KZN. Then after doing my PhD, I got so deep into entrepreneurship, where I teach entrepreneurship, I research entrepreneurship, I do community engagement in entrepreneurship. And my interest has been like, how can we try as much as possible to reduce the unemployment rate? Because currently, unemployment rate stands at around 30-something%, 33% or so. And if you look at the youth unemployment, is above 40% in South Africa. So that's why I've been really interested in youth entrepreneurship, women entrepreneurship, student entrepreneurship, and also social entrepreneurship.
Wow. And why do you think, Prof, that academics like yourself should instill this idea and this notion of entrepreneurship amongst their students?
The main reason, it actually points back to how to reduce unemployment.
Okay.
We cannot stop unemployment, but we can reduce unemployment. I'll talk about a current project that I've been working on, which is embedding entrepreneurship into the curriculum within the university. I've been working on this for a while, and what we are trying to promote as an institution, as EDHE, as University South Africa, is to see that all our graduates, or let's say our students, once they pass through the university, before they graduate as a graduate, we want them to have that entrepreneurial mindset, entrepreneurial skills, competencies. Because if they go out there, definitely they're going out there to join the labor market. But we need to plan and try to teach them and try to upskill them in entrepreneurship, so that once they go out there, in fact before they go out of the university, they have that plan B to say, in case I don't have a job, or in case I'm unemployed, I can still do my business. Even if they are employed, like I gave an example earlier, I said my mom was a teacher, but she was still doing her side also by the side. So entrepreneurship is very, very important. In fact, when we were young, our teachers always tell us geography is life. Entrepreneurship is also life, because it solves unemployment.
Wow. Let's speak about now, Prof, the present. We are here at Musgrave today. How many students did you bring from the universities, and how is the preparation for this competition?
Yeah, thank you very much for that question. We, from University of Zululand, we brought 10 students.
Wow.
There are 5 categories here. So we brought 2 students per category.
Okay.
And for the preparation, it's been hectic. I've been doing this with them for the past 3 to 4 years because I'm the current coordinator for entrepreneurship there. And the planning has been hectic. Thanks to my other colleagues, I didn't do it alone.
Yeah.
I've got my other colleague that came with me. Then we've got other 4 colleagues that side still on campus. They didn't come with us. So the planning was basically done with 6 coordinators.
Okay.
2 of us are here, but 6 coordinators. And
wow,
to be honest with you, yesterday they were still on campus.
Yeah.
2 days ago, Saturday, we were all on campus.
Yeah.
So it's been very, very hectic. And yeah, we actually derive pleasure in helping the students, because at the end of the day, they've got innovative ideas, good ideas, and we just need to support them.
Wow.
Thank you.
No, thank you so much, Prof. I don't want to hold you for long.
Yeah.
All the best.
So
there's MUT there. There's DUT. There's UKZN. There's also UniZulu.
Yeah.
So we wish you nothing but the best. And may the best men win. And I told the other coordinators, if any of us win, then it's at least our region is represented.
Sure,
yes.
Sure.
So thank you so much, Prof.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Good
afternoon.
Good afternoon. That is Prof. Ayansola Yandibu joining us from the University of Zululand.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.